The next item on the agenda is Frederick County Sanitation Authority, number 17-1216. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioner, members of the Commission. How are you all today?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Yes, the number six is also mine, and there are some representatives. I'm not sure how tuned in they are to the consent item, but they could speak on behalf of Dominion, I'm sure.
Well, when they get up here, we'll see exactly what's going on. But if somebody has come down here for that item, we want to make sure that they're heard. So, anyway, but thank you.
This one also has a little bit of a late issue. The property owner that's objecting to this project has indicated that they will not be here. This project's been over a year in getting to permit stage.
Okay.
And I did receive a letter from those folks just the other day indicating they don't have a long-distance carrier, they don't have email, so they weren't able to get us anything saying that they don't object quick enough for us to remove this to a page two item. With that, Frederick County is requesting authorization to install a raw water intake structure in Opecon Creek near Brucetown associated with the Frederick County Water Supply Project. And again, my comments about the adjacent property owner stand. This is actually closer to West Virginia than anywhere. It's just northwest of Washington, north of Winchester, Opecon Creek. The site of the intake is here to the very far right of the screen. There will be a pipeline transmitting that water to the west to a quarry. This is more of a emergency water supply for future use, where they take water when the creek is up, store it in the quarry, and as needed when the creek water drops, they can pull it out of the quarry. The creek and the location is approximately 200 feet wide at the ordinary high water line. The depth of the creek is approximately 6 feet, and it's approximately 60 feet wide at low flow. So it's a pretty small creek, but it does exceed the 5 square miles, as Randy just mentioned in the previous project. Okay. The County Sanitation Authority is planning this initiative to ensure safe, reliable, and sustainable supply of water to help meet the community's projected drinking water needs. The project will withdraw a maximum of 8 million gallons per day, MGD, with the rate of withdrawal adjusted depending on the flow of the creek. The water will be pumped via pipeline to the quarry, as I mentioned. The water will then be stored for later treatment at a new raw water treatment plant to produce safe, clean drinking water. The intake structure is really the only part of this project that falls within this commission's jurisdiction. That structure will be 84 feet long with a 6-port intake pipe and a bedload debris deflector. And that sounds like a lot of words. I can describe it better graphically. Again, you can see the creek is to the east of the storage facility. This will be the parcel that has the pump station and the intake structure into the creek with the pipeline going toward the west. These drawings are a little bit washed out, but this is a pretty good one right here. Okay, so the creek is flowing from right to left on your screen. This is the intake structure itself. What they do is they install a port-a-dam, which is a portable cofferdam, around the work area. They dewater the creek, pump all the water out, so any of the bottom disturbance of the creek bed is done in the dry. And then once all of the in-stream work structure has been accomplished, they will remove the cofferdam, and the flow will return to approximately this elevation. That's the ordinary high water line in western parts of the state above the fall line. It's the ordinary high water line that is our jurisdiction. And again, in cross section, so the pump station, this is a exaggerated vertical scale. The pump station being on the land, pipeline goes out to the intake structure. This would represent the low flow level of the creek. This would represent the high or ordinary high. And again, the commission's jurisdiction is the submerged lands under the ordinary high water line. And a little more detail, the water would flow this way. The debris deflector pushes all the material away from the screens. This is the screen in cross-section. Both the screen mesh size and the water withdrawal rate, as well as really the majority of all of this project, falls under the Virginia Water Protection Permit issued by Department of Environmental Quality. We had waited on bringing this to you as a protested project until we were sure that DEQ had addressed all the concerns associated with what goes into the pipe. And now we have to issue the permit for the pipe itself. While I'm speaking about it, the intake ports have a 1 millimeter wedge wire half barrel screen. That's what you see here, half barrel wire screen. And the intake velocity is 0.25 feet per second. Both of those two, the screen size and the intake velocity, are kind of industry standards to minimize any impingement or entrainment of any aquatic species on the screens while it's sucking water out of the creek. So the issue is the Jacksons objected to the project in their original letter that you have in your packet. They expressed six concerns. One, the project will be located in a subdivision whose covenants prohibited commercial activity, not your jurisdiction. The project will harm wildlife, including aquatic life in the area. The creek bed changes after high water events, which also bring dead trees, other debris downstream. Number four, there's a dam downstream which artificially widens the creek in this location. Number five, an endangered species of turtle has been discovered in the area. And number six, drawing 8 million gallons of water a day from the creek will affect everyone downstream all the way to the creek's confluence with the Potomac River. Again, the Department of Environmental Quality addressed the majority of those concerns. They issued their permit on July 16, 2018. A copy of that is in your application. It is a very comprehensive document, lots of permit conditions, and that address a lot of the concerns that were raised throughout the review process. The Game Department indicates that the creek has been designated a threatened and endangered species water due to the presence of the state threatened wood turtle. They recommend in-stream time of year restriction from October 1 through March 31, when the wood turtles are hibernating. They further recommend a time of year restriction in the adjacent non-tidal wetlands and uplands within 900 feet of the creek between April 1 through September 30th to protect foraging, mate seeking, and nesting activities. DCR, Conservation and Recreation, also identified the Stevenson Pond Conservation Site within the project area. Again, not at the site of the intake structure, but along the pipeline that goes to the quarry. And they recommend avoidance of that site to minimize any impacts to that aquatic ecosystem. In summary, habitat management staff are seeing more and more water withdrawal permit requests as areas of the Commonwealth continue to grow and the need for clean drinking water resource increases. Since I went ahead to all the trouble to make this whole PowerPoint, this is the creek at the site of the intake, looking straight across, looking downstream toward the north, toward West Virginia. I'm sorry, yeah, and looking upstream toward the source. All right, now I can finish. This proposed project appears to be reasonable, as confirmed by the issuance of the DEQ Virginia Water Protection Permit, which reviews the overall need and all impacts from the intake, from transport to storage to the outfall of such public water use projects. The design of the intake structure itself, including the wire mesh size and withdrawal rate, meets the standards that have become accepted by the regulatory authorities. The work proposed in the creek shall be accomplished in the dry within cofferdams, so as to isolate the work area and minimize water quality impacts associated with construction. Staff understands the concerns raised by the protestant, the majority of which are outside the jurisdiction of this commission. We believe the proposed use of the cofferdam and imposition of the in-stream time of year restriction recommended by the Game Department will adequately protect the state-threatened wood turtle. However, The other recommendations, as I mentioned, by DCR, we believe to be outside this agency's jurisdiction. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the proposed project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205 of the code, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed with an in-stream time of year restriction from October 1 through March 31 to protect state threatened wood turtles and the implementation of our standard erosion and sediment control measures and the restoration of the creek bed and bank to their natural stable conditions upon completion of the project. Because this is a county project, a political subdivision of the Commonwealth, we don't recommend a royalty in this case. I believe Frederick County is represented. There may or may not be a DEQ person here to also speak to their permit if necessary, but it's my understanding the protestants were not going to be here.
Okay. Any questions, excuse me, of Mr. Woodard? Only thing I'll say is, if you note the, excuse me, the letter of protest or the letter that was initially received that's in your packet is dated August 28th, 2017, in which those issues were delineated by this citizen. I have a letter now dated July 14th of 2018 that basically states you have had 11 months to address the questions, concerns that we have concerning the Opecon Creek project in Frederick County. You only acknowledged receiving our letter and called it a protest, which we did not. So this will be accepted as Exhibit 1 pertaining to this, and it's signed Mr. and Mrs. Jackson and the same Jacksons of Clearbrook, Virginia. So whether or not this is a protest, according to this letter, she somewhat says that it's not protested. So we'll just leave it at that for the record. So any questions now of Jay? Okay. Thank you, Jay. Is the applicant present or represented?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Would you come forward? Would you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name for the record, please?
Robert Belcher.
Okay, Mr. Belcher, you have anything you want to add to Mr. Woodard's presentation?
I'm here to answer any questions the commission may have.
I think Mr. Woodard gave us a pretty good briefing, but are there any questions on behalf of the commission for Frederick County? I see none. Thank you, sir.
Right, thank you.
Anyone else here in support of this project? Yes, ma'am. That's okay. Raise your right hand. Solemn swear the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Do you state your name for the record, who you're with, ma'am?
My name is Shauna Moore, and I'm the representative of DEQ and the permit writer for this project.
Very, very detailed permit. do you have anything you'd like to add or anything? Or?
A couple of small changes that happened in the process.
Yes, ma'am.
Doing the permit, the intake no longer goes to a quarry.
Okay.
They decided that they were not going to do that at this time under this permit.
Okay.
It's actually going directly to the water treatment plant that is being built.
Okay.
It's going to be a direct withdrawal. That's more something that we would be concerned with than I think this commission would be, but it's just a detail that I thought was important to note.
Thanks.
The other thing is that there was a discussion and allowance of construction within the copper dams during the time of your restrictions, which with after consultation with DGIF, we did agree to, and we added a condition that there be fencing built around the area to exclude turtles during that time to protect them.
Okay.
I think those are the only substantial changes that are of note, and I'm here for any questions.
Thank you. Any questions by members of the commission? Thank you, ma'am. Jay, if you would, one question. Based on what was just said, does that cause you any concern pertaining to our jurisdiction as far as this matter is concerned?
And again, just to clarify a little bit, a time of year restriction, this is very common in the western part of the state, and especially in some of these smaller streams. It has been our position, and I stand corrected if necessary, that if the copper dam is established and the area is dewatered, work can occur within that dewatered area. Yes, you are in the stream, but you are in the dewatered area of the stream as long as the copper dam's installed prior to and not removed until expiration of that time of year restriction.
Okay.
So
getting out of here. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Any questions? Thank you, Jay. Anyone else here in support of this project? Is there anyone here in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard?
I'll move to approve staff recommendation here.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Jay.